Greetings. This is Dave Paul.
Dear congregation, it's time that the elders let you know that we continue to lift you up in prayer, praying for you daily, proclaiming the promises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's true, we are all citizens of the eternal kingdom of our faithful Father and loving God Almighty. We encourage you to see this time as a challenge to shine the light of Jesus by serving our community with acts of kindness and love. Hebrews 13:15 through 17 in the NIV says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." We strongly encourage you during this difficult time to continue to stay in the Word and increase the time you spend reading the Word and in prayer. It's good to pray for holy wisdom, discernment, challenges to serve other people, and the courage to act on those nudges. God's Word tells us in Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And in Hebrews 13:5 through 6, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So then we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." We all hope that you can look to the Word for encouragement and to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. In God's holy name, blessings.